Oh, morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. I hope you're keeping well enough too. It's extraordinary times again, but we have been here before, and we can talk about the logistics behind our moves in and out of levels, but the reality is this variant of Delta is spreading and so easily spread. What started off as, you know, one case in Devonport has ballooned massively, as we can see. It's really just a time for us to hunker down and do the right thing, eh?
Yeah, I suppose that's a general message. Do the right thing. And, you know, Dale, I was watching your old hometown, Sydney, there over the weekend. You probably caught it too. And it's probably, it's distressing, isn't it? It's upsetting watching, you know, people fighting in the streets, basically, in Sydney there as people are just, you know, we're not talking, you know, I think we're talking in the thousands now in Sydney and Melbourne, although I know it's in the thousands over there in Melbourne in terms of protests, and they were thinking that was going to be the case in Sydney too, although they reckon 1,400 police turned out, so that cut the numbers back into the hundreds. But, you know, we don't want those scenes. We don't want that type of carry-on in this country where we've got our, you know, the public fighting with the police on the streets and I suppose I think we were all a bit shocked to be watching that. They're just our neighbours, and we've got our relations, and you got your whānau over there. But I think on the whole, we've got people acting very, very responsibly. Dale, I'm really pleased, proud of the response so far. And you know, simple messages for our people is that, you know, check out what's happening. You can go to the sites. You can see the areas of interest that come up. And if you see that, you know, you were in one of those places of interest that come up and are coming up all the time, then you you know, you've got to follow up on that. And the more places of interest are appearing all the time, and it's pretty simple that if you're in the area, you need to get in touch with the authorities and go through a certain process, Dale, in terms of your own safety and your whānau's safety, and that may lead into maybe self-isolation, and people are doing that, you know, people are doing that, but this is a worry. This is something we haven't seen before in terms of this Delta virus. We, as a government, are obviously treating it very seriously. We're trying to work with our people on the ground. We're going into Zoom calls at different times, checking on iwi, checking on our communities in terms of the support that's needed. I know that there's some really great work happening out with out in Manurewa there, and also with KT and them over in the west. You know, they're testing and they're vaccinating more than you could believe, and we're up to 1 million vaccinations at the moment. So we just have to soldier on. I can't give you any updates or anything, Dale, because that's happening every couple of hours. We have cabinet. I have cabinet. I think at when I've got cabinet 1 o'clock. And we have pre-meetings before that, so I can't sort of say the current position on, you know, in terms of extension of lockdown or anything like that. But I think there's a lot of common sense out there, and you can see what's around us. And so people are, you know, they're not silly. I think, you know, as the numbers have been going up, that it's obvious that what might happen, but I can't preempt that with any kōrero right now.
Yeah, the commentators are all suggesting that Tamaki at least is going to be locked down for some time yet, until we can get on top of things, and numbers expected to peak in the week ahead. And I respect that you can't divulge that, even if you did know it, until it comes through the official channels. Willie, I want to acknowledge two men. You've had a bit to do with both, quite a lot to do with both, to be honest. One, of course, is Michael Cullen. And we just acknowledge his contribution as a treaty settlement negotiator. Certainly, Tūhoe, Tūwharetoa have paid tribute to him in that regard. But he's also, you know, a man with, you know, a very bright man with a neat sense of humour, which we witnessed many times in the debating chamber. And sadly, also today, acknowledging the passing of Des Ratima, who I had a lot of time for, because I used to bump into him at all sorts of interesting Māori hui, as you have. Let's start only because he passed away first with Michael Cullen, or Sir Michael Cullen. I guess when you were first a politician, you were witnessing perhaps him at his best, or did he get better later in his career? What's your take on Michael Cullen's contribution to wider New Zealand politics, but also to Te Ao Māori Ewa?
Well, he was a huge presence in Labour Party politics. So, I actually didn't know. Of course, I knew Michael. I knew Michael, but, you know, I didn't have the relationships with him that people like Kiri Tapu Allen had, for instance. She was tremendously close to him, and of course, Jacinda and Helen Clark. So I wasn't particularly close to Michael. I just, but I knew him, and it was always cordial. But observing him from a distance, I suppose, and I was in Parliament with him in 1999. One couldn't help but be taken by the brilliance of the guy. You know, very, very brilliant, intelligent. And I think of Winston was saying, I think Winston, I heard Winston saying a combination of David Longy and Rob Muldoon. I think that's how Winston described Michael. And so, and when I spoke with him over the years, it was always cordial and respectful, because I, you know, acknowledged the intelligence and the IQ, you know, exceptional watching these types of characters in Parliament, Dale. And, you know, for Māori, it was interesting because he was the brains, you know. Obviously, him and Clark were an unbeatable sort of combination. Him and Helen were an unbeatable combination. The foreshore seabed was tragic time in some ways for him and the Labour Party, because, you know, he had to make some decisions at the time that you know, most of the Māori them disagreed with. We were furious with Michael, and I think it took a toll on him. You know, he was he had to come up with he came up with the strategy in terms of foreshore seabed, and I think it took a toll on him, and a sad time, because he had a lot of support in terms of Māori who supported him. People like Tariana Tūria and that were all they were all big supporters of Michael, but of course the decisions that he went down and the track he went down led to the formation of the Māori Party, and I watched his interviews following that, and I could sense some sort of regret and the stress and the toll it took on him, and respect that, you know. I respect his where he was coming from, you know, and that's the nature of politics. Sometimes you make some of the decisions, but I sense that it was probably one of the biggest decisions of his career. I don't know if he would have changed what he did, but I can sense a lot of regret in terms of the way that people were so emotional and outright abusive at the time towards him and Labour. And I think he always harboured that. It was interesting. I watched some fascinating kōrero from him on the Negotiators series, and it was interesting. Hearing his views, hearing his whakaaro, and then he carried on. And then, of course, when he finished as a deputy prime minister, you know, as a minister of finance, he was right at the top in terms of politics. It was fascinating that he came back to Te Ao Māori to represent the different tribes, and very brilliantly. And he was a magnificent advocate for them. And I think he wanted to give back to Māoridom, and so it was. A fascinating political career and life, and one of the great politicians, one would have to say, over the last couple of decades, Dale.
Yeah, he's been a pretty amazing contributor to the Labour Party over the years. Thanks for that, Willie. And both you and I agree that it was a very serious misstep when Helen Clark denied us access to the courts to challenge our foreshore and seabed rights. And he was able to work with Tūhoe and Tūwhare Toa off the back of that, maybe in some ways to make up for that stance. Moimai, Sir Michael Cullen did at the age of 76. Sad news through earlier today for me, for Des Ratima, who, you know, I've always had a lot of time for, mate. I used to see him at all our whānau ora conferences. You've known him better because he's been involved with movements that you've championed over the years. Sad to hear of his passing, Des. And more recently, he was one of the guys who drew attention to the uplift of Pepe from the hospital down in Hawke's Bay, which sparked, really, the review of Oranga Tamariki. So tell us about your personal relationship with Des and what contribution you believe he made to us as a people.
You know, Des is one of my great mates in Lifedale, you know. Probably people don't know. He was, I was very close to Des. You know, I just saw him 2 weeks ago before he died. I went and made sure I went and saw him before I shot over to Wehuata's 60th birthday. So I spent a good hour with him. Myself and Tania went over that, over his house. And so he was, you know, very sad, very heartbroken, really, because he's such a been such a close friend and brother to me through the years. And I met him in 1998. You know, he was a big army man and one of the guys responsible for the marae that the Wharetipono marae they set up in the army down there in Waiuru. So that was his, one of his big claims to fame when he was working in the army as a sergeant. And I spoke at his, when he finished in the army, I was his guest speaker at Dale. So we met in 98, and then he got, and then he got involved in politics, and him and I were well initially competitors, and it was funny really. I look back and you know we became close, and we started strategizing together. He knew that I'd got my throat cut in 96. 96, I had a big hassle with my old mate Matt Rata and different ones and Manamutahake, and you know they were, but that was life. I got sort of done in 96, and so I was planning to get into Parliament in 99, and then I ran into this Des Ratima in around 98, and so him and I were, we were just became mates, and that myself, him and Vern Winitana. And anyway, as you go into Parliament, Dale, you have to go through a series of conferences. So we plotted away and planned away, and we, you know, you work out how you're going to vote. And we, him and I worked out that, you know, I was going to be at this higher number, and then him and then Vern Winitana, blah, blah, blah. But we came into one of our last regional conferences, and we did all our planning. And when the votes came out, he got more votes than me. And I got a bit stunned about it because I thought, what's happened here? Des done the numbers on me, but something went wrong somewhere, Dale. And I said to him, hey, bro, I thought I was the one who was meant to be in front. And, you know, I thought I was leading the team, blah, blah, blah. And we had a bit of a laugh about it. And anyway, we sort of decided that I would still take the position, Dale, in terms of this one of these regional Manamutahake conferences. And then as when we went into the national elections, I was rated a couple of spots ahead of Des. I think I was 9 or 10 on the list, and I think he was about 12 or 13. And then only 10 of us got into Parliament. So him and I always had a laugh about that, and he said, it should have been me, eh, bro? And I said, yeah, thanks for the total call, brother. And then when I took over Manamutahake, he was like my, you know, he's like the best lieutenant you could have, Dale. He was staunch, he was loyal, he was, you know, he was also the consummate front man, Dale. He's like yourself, you know. He born to front, you know. He great speaker and entertainer and a man of so many principles, and so he was like. They were like, you know, my lieutenants, him and we always have a laugh like that. It's how we talk about things. Him and Vern, we had Vern as the president of Manamutahake, and he's vice president, general secretary, and they were my, you know, they were my allies and supporters, and have been for many years. And And as we went through life, he never, I don't think he stood again for Parliament, although when the Mana Party started, we went along to watch that, and then Des ended up being the MC at the Mana Party for Hone Harawira, which started over at Mahurehure, and Des MC'd that day, and then after that he got into his community work, and then he was on the New Zealand Māori Council with me and JT, and he worked closely with John and I in terms of Māori at the local level, and then he was a community advocate, and he loved his church, the Mormon church, and then he became one of the staunchest advocates in terms of Māori around Kahungunu, and a leader in terms of the people around there, fabulous advocate for them, and always, as I said, the consummate front man, challenged us in Labour for a while, and when I finally got into Parliament, he was my biggest supporter, and then when he'd get hoha with me for a while, Dale, he wouldn't ring me for 2 or 3 months, so I'd be sending him messages going, what are you irritated about now? And as you know, he was at the forefront of the Oranga Tamariki kaupapa, and him and I were always sending each other messages, although, as I said, when he'd get hoha with Labour, he'd go off the line. And but we'd always come back together, and, you know, I just felt so close to this guy. He was such a great mate and supporter, and he was featured in that movie. I don't know if you remember that movie about the guns. Do you remember that Vietnam movie, Dale? That was featured recently. Dez was on that, and I can't forget his contribution in terms of myself and Te Ao Māori, Dale. Just one. I might have been going on a bit there, brother, but I mean, he's just one fantastic personality.
Thanks for sharing some corridor about him. We'll get a chance to acknowledge him, I Te Ao Māori, or if you'd like to take that chance now, Willie J. Sadly, you know, under the circumstances, you might not have the tangi due him. But we'll be talking about that too later in the program, because we're having a kōrero with Kaiora Tipene about tangihanga operating under COVID. Kōrero mai me ngā whānau e hoa i Te Reo Māori. Poroporo aki, kia des.
Kia ora, Dale. And yeah, that movie was called Soldiers Without Guns, and that was, Des was featured in there, and I was talking to his wife Evelyn, and they're still making arrangements and talking about arrangements for Des. I think they might be holding them for a while, but anyway, Dale, thank you so much for this opportunity to me and poroporaki to my mate. Nō reire, e te hoa, e kore mātou, e ware ware tō kaha ki te kōkiri ngā kaupapa Māori i ngā wā katoa. E kore mātou, e ware ware, Des. Nō reire, e te hoa, aha kōkua haere koe ka noho tētahi wāhi o koe i Waenganui a mātou. Nō reire, e te hoa, haere ki ngā ringaringa o ngā matua tipona, kua riro ki te pō, haere, haere, haere.
Ngā mihi, Willie, thanks. We'll talk again soon. Kia ora, man.